Hey, welcome to episode 8 of Adulting on Hard Mode. I'm your host, Tanya.
I'm Carrie.
And this is episode 8, which means it's been 4 weeks. So we're going to do kind of a recap on the month and pick what we're going to start doing, focusing on next month, and just discuss everything else in our lives as well that's going on this week. So,
Heck yeah. I'm so ready for this month to be over.
I know our episodes come out like a couple weeks behind. So we're doing this at the end of March right now. It's like April
Yes.
3rd. I don't even know what day it is.
It's end of March, beginning of April.
So we're just sticking on the 4 week rotation solidly. So with the amounts, I guess let's kick it off this week or this month. The two apps that we ended up trying to focus on were the Macadam and the Swag Bucks. I did really good on both.
Girl, I'm so proud of you. Like, you did phenomenal on those apps.
honestly, if I'm perfectly honest, it's because they have the games and I
Yep.
did a lot of disassociating and hyper focusing on the games.
That's what I was trying to do.
I didn't think Swag Bucks was connecting my games, but apparently it was because I ended up with 4,400 points.
Oh,
And
wow.
every 1,000 points is $10. So I made like $44 off of it.
Just playing games, that's good.
Just, yeah, I did a couple surveys here and
Wow.
there.
She's lying. She's
No,
lying.
I did.
Liar.
I stopped it. I
She's like, no.
swear. Because we had issues with Swag Bucks connecting the game, so I honestly I'm not sure really where that came from. I was honestly super surprised when I looked at it today.
Yeah, I would have been honestly that, but a good surprise. That's such a good surprise to like not wake up to $40, but check and see that you have 40 extra dollars. I think that's great.
And then how do you do?
Oh, shitty. Horrible. It was like my 4 week stint with the gaming apps was every single time I tried was just me trying to figure out why nothing was connecting. Like to the point where it was so frustrating that like I just couldn't. I there was at like the last couple of days to me when I was opening the app, I was kind of just going through the motions of like, okay, we're doing this. I'm doing this because we're reviewing it. We're trying to see how it works. But like my heart was not, I wanted to give up so bad and just delete the apps because I didn't get anything. I got zero from the gaming apps that we tried because none of it would connect for me.
I mean, I was also doing the surveys. Did you do any of the surveys on, or like, I know you were trying to do scanning receipts and stuff on Swag Bucks?
Yeah, I tried to do surveys. I just wasn't qualified. I wasn't getting qualified this time. Like this month was my month of like, no, we don't want your opinion at all. So it just wasn't a good month for me, like side hustle wise. And then I was doing Twitch and I really enjoy doing Twitch. It was just my outside life got in the way. Like I was trying to schedule Twitch times and then my dogs would get sick or my chronic illnesses would flare up or something. So I couldn't ever stream. So I got two followers though.
Well, yeah, that's super exciting. I'm not a follower, just I don't think. Maybe I am. I don't know.
I don't think you are. I
I
think
don't think
these are
I am.
actual like organic followers, not like friends just being nice for me.
The other app that we used was Macadam, Macadam. I ended up with 42,000 points on it, but you only get $15 for every 30,000 points. Yes. So I only made $15 that I can cash out on that app.
Kind of sucks. I didn't Macadam for me. So the issue with Macadam for me was the gaming. And like we had said in our previous podcast, maybe that you at the end of the day it counts your steps. So at the end of the day you can like transfer your steps and it'll give you money. My issue was it doesn't count your wheelchair. So when I was actively like stepping, walking and stuff, it wasn't counting it at all. So I was like, well, okay, this isn't very accessible.
No, not particularly. That makes sense. And like the way it counts the steps, it's not like a crazy amount. No. It's so like if you took 2,500 steps, you got 25 points.
Yeah.
And you need 30,000 points to get $15. So is that app worth it? Maybe. You know, I liked the games on it and it's just kind of there. You have to, you know, just cash in your steps every night. So it's something that you could just forget about and add up over time. But Swagbucks ended up being the real winner for me. I was actually frustrated with the games. And at the beginning of this month for me and like last month, it was so much harder to focus, kind of like what you're going through where you just like can't focus on things. Mm-hmm. So I picked up Mistplay again because I used to do Mistplay just to kind of also compare what I can earn on them.
Yeah, didn't you say you loved Mistplay?
I like Mistplay. I love Mistplay because of how many games are on there. But yeah, it is, I feel like, slower reward than Swagbucks was. Like, I still feel like Swagbucks had the best reward. I feel like I put the most time into Mistplay and got the least out of it. I got on Mistplay 2,500 points, and 3,000 is $10.
So Swagbucks is where it's at, actually.
Yeah, Swagbucks ended up being winning for me, at least. To be fair, on Mistplay, it is a lot of the games are based off of reaching a level. And a lot of the games, like, I've played this, I've used it before. So, like, as you continue to do it, if you actually like the games, you're rewarded less for playing them. And a lot of the ones that I like, I'm rewarded less because I'm not leveling up every other day or whatever. So
yeah,
it more encourages you to keep getting new games and downloading them. So that was fine. Man, I used a lot of apps this month. I didn't even recognize it.
Excuse me, sorry.
No, you're good. I used the Mobi app. That was
I'm so glad that, honestly, I'm so glad that you tried it out before I tried it out, because I remember us talking and like, oh yeah, I'm gonna do a route. I'm gonna see how
Yeah, and so here's what I learned. The big thing is that the one mission was taking pictures of the candy aisles and
the big boobs. I'm sorry.
They had us do that at United. Mm-hmm. And they want a picture of across from the register, next to the register, and above the conveyor belt. Anybody who's been to a United grocery store knows that is not how their registers are set up. So everyone I did, they were like, this is not the pictures we were asking for, because they don't have a conveyor belt. They have like two panels that lead you to a landing spot where their checkout is, and your cart goes right against there. Mm-hmm. So I did appeal the ones that were denied, because there was those ones were mostly denied. I had a couple that were approved, so much just depend on who approves it. Mm-hmm. And then I had one that was denied because on the picture of the
weenie
aisle,
seven weenie,
I cut off like half of the bars on the top, so I did contest that as well. And another one, they were like, you said the sign wasn't there and it's clearly there in the picture. And I replied and said, there is not a 1-inch sign. It said like, you're looking for a 1-inch inliner with a QR code. And I'm like, that's not there. There's a big sign with a QR code, but there's not a 1-inch sign. So I did contest them all, but it's not something that I really see myself continuing to be super engaged with. The other thing is that the missions that were there for last month, some of them are still there this month, like the Tootsie Troll, it's called, or something, where you take pictures of the candy aisles.
Oh, yeah.
And I noticed that at the beginning of the month, they pay less than at the end of the month. So right now they're like 400 points for each, 400 or 450.
Yeah, they were like 700.
They were 700. When I did it, like 2 days before the end of the month, they were 800.
Yeah, I remember seeing that, because some of them were like 700, 800, 900. And I thought, oh, I should do this. Like,
yeah. So if you are going to do it, I think it pays to just wait and do it at the end of the month.
Definitely.
I'm going to kind of see, because it's not like I didn't make money doing it. I think I spent like 4 hours, and I do think that most of those appeals are going to come back to me. And there were 7 of them that I appealed, and I got like $8 at each one. So I'm thinking those will come back, but even if they don't, I still got 30,000 points, and it's like not point for dollar, 500 points is $5.
Okay.
Yeah. So I still made $30.
Yeah. Despite all that hassle.
So I'm not
too disappointed in it.
Yeah. I still got some, and I do think I'm going to get the money. Because okay. I did list, and everyone, they ask, is there an issue? And I said, there is no conveyor belt checkouts. So hopefully, but we'll see. I hope other ones I did. My God. I told you I had a lot. That's while I was doing that, because they had those other apps and we were looking into merchandising. Mm-hmm. There was one app called the Survey app. Mm-hmm. And I ended up not doing that because it was kind of more complicated. And they have another one called Field Agent, where you can go in and they have, it's called like Seek and Find or something, where they give you very vague information and you have to find the UPC on it. Okay. That one kind of sucks, because the vague information, if you can look it up and find the item and search for it to see if it's at the store ahead of the time, I highly recommend it. When they don't give you the UPC and stuff until you're in the store, like trying to find these things. Mm-hmm. And I did not find any of them. And so I Googled the UPCs to see what they are, even so I could find it easier. Some of them didn't have images. One was like a big case of stuff, but it didn't make sense. And then like I just couldn't find them where they would make sense either.
Mm-hmm.
But I did find one, so I made $5.
Oh, there you go.
At the liquor store.
Yeah, you're hustling it. Hustle.
Yeah. So that 4-hour trip, I made $35 for sure. And I'm hoping for whatever 8 times 7 is. In my head, I keep thinking 42, 50, but
it's 56.
Okay. I'm like, I know it's wrong.
I know it's wrong. I only know that because we just did multiplication in homeschool, and that was one of the problems. Otherwise, I would have been like, yeah, 46, 42, 30.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's, I'm like, 6 times 7 is 40.
Yep.
That's why. That's what was stuck in my head, is the 6 times 7 for whatever reason. I don't know.
I had to count on my fingers real quick. So.
And then the last app that I was using, I made $35 on the Kale app doing the UGC content.
Holla. I actually did make money on Kale. I can actually talk about this one because this is the only app that I made money on this month.
Yeah.
And I did 2 UGC like product reviews and got $30.
That's not bad for it's 2, because I think mine's 3 or 4 for $35.
And I wish I knew how they paid people out. Because you and I have done a couple of the same ones, and I have made more money than you have, but my engagement on my TikTok is zero. I mean, non-existent. Yeah,
we get like the same views on them in the 200-ish amount.
Yeah.
I have noticed, and this is kind of weird, I have noticed if I post it on Instagram and TikTok, mm-hmm. I usually get less.
That's weird.
Yeah, because I started doing it to try to get more. So I was like, you know what? I really want this. So I hooked it up and I've been getting less.
That's so. And see, I don't post those on my Instagram at all because I think at the time I was afraid, like some of the stuff on the Kale apps says Instagram only or TikTok only. And that freaked me out so much that I was like, I can't cross post this because what if they don't pay me? And like, it just, my anxiety got too bad that I just didn't cross post.
Well, you are having a rough day. I actually don't know what I was going to say. Kale app.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's cool. Whatever.
My kids usually kill people's trains of thoughts a lot.
Oh, I remember. So the Kale app with Instagram is actually kind of like a little bit of a hassle.
Oh, it is?
Because you have to have a a business page on Facebook, and you have to turn your Instagram into a business and link it to the business page on Facebook. And so I had started the travel agent thing and then never did it. So I had the business page and it's just linked to that page because of Meta for whatever reason.
Okay. I think I know what you're talking about. It was a different app that I was using that had to do the same way. Like I had to make my Instagram page, a business page. And then I made a Facebook page that is just called Product Reviews. There's no pictures, no nothing. Like it was just because I had to have it. So I was like, eh, fuck it. Product Reviews. Like, there you go.
Yeah. And that's, I don't know. I want to do more of the UGC and stuff. I'm considering looking into it, all that fun.
I've been doing it. So, and I can talk about this a little bit because the gaming apps just didn't work for me. I have been trying some UGC and content creation apps, like just to try them out and see what the features are and see if it costs money and like what it's about basically. My train of thought now too. What were you saying?
You've been trying UGC.
Thank you. Sorry, I don't know where that
was. Just, you're good.
And I've noticed my UGC content doesn't do good at all. And I've been trying, like I bought extra lighting so that I could have good lighting. I'm trying different rooms so that I could have good lighting, good position, you know, like my background is nice and clean, like trying to make it as professional as I can to try to get future stuff. And the UGC apps are a lot harder and take a lot more effort and work than obviously the gaming apps and stuff. And that's honestly part of the reason that I'm so burnt out.
Yeah.
Is because of doing content creation and product reviews and UGC content. But I mean, I'm supposed to be getting at least $50 from one video that I did. I'm just waiting on the company to confirm that I posted the video.
Okay.
But it's good. But it's fun. Like, I think if you pick your niche with like UGC content, you can do really well. My niche is like chronically ill stuff. So like, products that help improve my quality of life or help self-care. I recently just did one on a seat cushion for my chairs.
Yeah.
And I mean, I like the product. The product works. So I was like, heck yeah, I'll do the review. But if it's just something that like I got one for, what was it? It was something silly. Like I was getting collab invites for like jewelry and clothes and stuff.
Oh, on Instagram? Yeah, they do that. They like spam you with random and you're like, but they just want you to buy it.
Yeah. Well, I was getting them in TikTok too. And so I wasn't, and honestly, I didn't pay attention to the Instagram ones because like you said, it's spammy. They just want you to buy the product, you know, like stuff like that. Like I just didn't trust it. Mm-hmm. And unless it comes through an official, I think that's why I trust TikTok a little more, because the creator marketplace with the product reviews and stuff is through a specified section, a specified site, like it's viewed through, and Instagram, it's not. And so Instagram's a lot more spammy, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. And it is. I remember that because I think I constantly pick up and put down when I start to get overwhelmed being a kind of content creator. Honestly, this podcast is the only thing that's kept me going because it is really exhausting.
It is.
Making videos and like thinking about making videos. And the biggest part for me is you have to get ready and you have to prepare.
I don't want
to. I think it has a lot. I think it's that PDA, that pathological demand avoidance. So like as it's turned into a half to do it more, it's getting harder to do it.
I agree. I think I just did it again. Never mind. I lost that train of thought.
You think it's the pathological in you?
My thoughts are floating away like clouds right now. Sorry.
That's okay. What else have you done? You have your Etsy store.
Yeah, I have my Etsy store, Crystal Oddities Emporium on Etsy. It's a small crystal shop.
I bet you can make good money selling that on Etsy.
Yeah, we're getting there with the finances.
Like, you gotta get to OnlyFans and you'll probably get more sales.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, the crappy thing, like, our home life is so bad right now with finances that the fact that my husband was like, sure, do feet finders, don't care anymore, like, is a testament to, like, that's how desperate we are. Hopefully my family doesn't hear this and judge me, but whatever.
I mean, to be fair, you haven't started yet.
I know. It's just another cloud thought going away, but
I've thought of it, but I have like a, I want to call it a pressure injury, but I have a sore on my toe from the Raynaud's. So I have a purple numb, like nerve damage spot from having Raynaud's so bad this winter on the tip of my big toe.
Oh, damn. And it's not even like your piggy toe or pinky toe. I call them piggy toes. That sucks, dude.
Yeah, and it took me a while to recognize it because it came out of nowhere. It didn't hurt. And sometimes my foot gets sore if I wear shoes and my toenails are too long, and that's what it felt like. So I cut and did all that stuff, and it's been since right at the end of January, and it's just getting bigger.
I just want to point out that this girl is a nurse. She knows the signs and symptoms of pressure sores.
But it's not a pressure sore. It's damage. Like, because I don't wear socks. It's like, because I looked up the Raynaud's, so it's from the lack of blood flow.
That's crazy. Like,
yeah, and I don't know if it'll recover or not, but I figured, like, more definitively that's what it is, because when I do get the Raynaud's and it goes numb, that part hurts.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't hurt to touch it at all. Like, I can pat on it. But then, like, if my sheets are sitting on it just wrong, it's super painful. Makes your skin hurts? Yeah. Or, like, wearing socks. I've been trying to go barefoot, which is great because I'm trying to keep my feet warm. But, like, having socks on hurts.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's been a struggle.
I feel your pain.
Yeah, I don't remember, like, why that came. Oh, that's why I'm not doing feet finders in any case.
No. I mean, unless you're into that.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, man, I sure can't really sell that right now. It looks like shit.
Oh, man.
Sorry. And then the tanning stuff.
Oh, my God. I forgot about that.
It's almost gone. I've been exfoliating it. But, like, I didn't spread it evenly on my toes. So they were, like, kind of brown and dirty.
Oh, I definitely can't sell these feet pics.
It's just like, oh, man. Like,
they're going to think I'm
nobody's going to, people will pay me to because they saw them and they feel bad, is what they're
right. You're like, oh, she obviously walks around barefoot every day.
She needs a podiatrist, man. Yeah.
I know a podiatrist if you want one. He's in Amarillo and he's really weird.
Great. Yeah, advertisement. Love it. Yeah, let's do that.
You're supposed to do my braces, but I can't afford them.
Oh, your feet braces. I'm like, why is your podiatrist putting shit on your teeth? That's what I mean. Like,
this has been our month. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I did check in on my KDP. I made 16 cents.
Ooh.
Yeah. I haven't really been making the videos, though. It's that I went to make one last night. It's just not in there for me. I'm having so much trouble doing things that involve a lot of planning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too. I checked on my Amazon. So I have an Amazon affiliate link and stuff like that. And I have people click on my links, but I don't get paid for anything. And then my Pinterest that has some stuff from my Shopify account and just like other avenues to add, like to try and get awareness out for the side hustles and stuff. They're just not doing anything. I check on them every once in a while. And I'm like you, where I'm like, I have to plan this stuff out to make it grow, but I'm so stuck and so like burnt out and mental breakdowny that I can't plan anything.
And I think that's kind of the thing with the side hustles. And that's kind of, it's kind of why I hope people do start listening, is that, you know, there's so many you can start and so many you can do. And there's so many things that we're running into. And it really is something that you have to pick like a couple. Yeah. Because you do have to focus and put the time and effort into it. And that's why those bigger ones, I've been trying to do like only one or two big beyond the apps a month.
I agree.
And Shopify and stuff.
Yeah. And I think that's why like other creators, other content creators that have, that do side hustles and stuff like we do, if you'll notice that they start off the same way we do. And then once they find a side hustle that is making them a bunch of money, they don't, it's not a side hustle anymore. It's a career.
Yeah.
And we obviously haven't found that financial freedom. So we're still trying all the side hustles, but trying all the side hustles at once is very overwhelming. Like, side hustling is a full-time job on its own.
Yeah, and it's not full-time pay until you get there. And that's exactly the one thing with the apps. I've noticed the people that are like, there's two things I've noticed. The one is that the people who are like, I made $5,000 today in digital marketing. Those people are MLMs. 98% of the time, you're going to go into their profile and they're going to have a stand store. And in that stand store, they're going to sell the roadmap.
Mm-hmm.
And that roadmap is the course that they buy and you can resell and take to like do this. And that's where they're making most of their money, is from that.
They're digitally marketing the roadmap, the course. And they're not, I get what you're saying. I know what you're saying.
Yeah,
I agree. I know I said it, I want to say maybe the first or second podcast episode, that I was curious to try out one of those courses. And
you said it, but we didn't record it.
Oh,
it was cool. The one that wasn't recorded.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So once upon a time in a podcast that y'all never heard,
That's a great story. Yeah.
Yeah. I had said that, I was interested in buying one of these courses, not to resell it, but just to see what was in the course itself and see why, like, to see if there was something else to why people were so successful with it besides, like you said, the MLM-y side of it, where they're just reselling the course to make the money. I wanted to see the information in the course and why people claim it's so good and it's so amazing and all that kind of stuff. But I don't have that money. And I straight up asked somebody today that sells that roadmap course, can you deduct this from your taxes since it's part of your business? And nobody can answer my question. So I don't.
Well, and the tax deduction is like a deduction. You don't get the money back. And the other thing with it, so because I've really watched, like I've sat down and looked at those people who are doing it. Mm-hmm. And there's two things. One thing is that I'm only seeing the same five or six, maybe at the most, people. And they're making this money selling 2 to 5 courses a day. So where the fuck are these people?
Yeah.
That's a little bit of my question. The other thing is, I started watching somebody who was about 4 months in, and I went and scrolled all the way back on their videos to watch them start. And it did take them about 2 to 3 months. But the big things that they do is they funnel everybody. So they have like, here's this free thing, give me your email address. And then they start sending them emails to get them to buy the things and stuff like that. The roadmap is resellable. So they just resell, those are their main income when they do it right. But they, you also have to have that like charisma.
Yeah, I don't have that.
And you have to have the sales, you have to be a salesperson.
Yes.
For that to work. And I can't. I feel bad. Like, it is an MLM.
That's what I was about to say. I think part of our particular struggles with the side hustles that everybody else talks about on social media is that our morals and ethics, like our personal morals and ethics, are like, we don't want to fuck people over. Like, I don't want people that are struggling like I am to pay $500 for a course when they can't afford it on the guarantee that it's going to make them thousands of dollars. That seems shitty to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why I actually, after redoing my Shopify store, just completely deleted all the products from it.
Yeah.
Because I just can't. There's too much of it. Could I have done it? Maybe. But when you are creating a Shopify store, there's things that people don't realize. One of them is like 9 times out of 10, you're going to have, you don't have to, but to actually get benefit, you're going to need to subscribe to one of the drop shipping places. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be like $40 or $50 a month. You're going to have to pay advertisements. You have to advertise on TikTok, on Pinterest, on Facebook. So that's going to cost you money too. And then also one of the companies I did, because I went ahead and invested it, and I went to Zen Masters and looked through their courses, and they set mm-hmm. it all up. But one of the other things that they talked about, which if you ever do a website for your crystal shop, like maybe you set up your Shopify specifically for the crystal shop mm-hmm. and have it on Etsy, like tie them together somehow. I don't know if you can. But it's the email marketing management of your website. And that's also like $35 a month. Like everything's like $35-$40 a month. Mm-hmm. But
well, I know, because I got a bill from trying all of those apps out for $250 for yeah. trying them out.
Yeah.
It was not a trial. It was
I did all the free trials, and then as soon as I sign up for any free trial, and this is something I would oh. recommend for you, I put it the day before in my calendar on my phone to cancel the subscription.
Yeah, I usually put it in Siri, but I know, you know, I've been struggling with my CPTSD, so that didn't work out very well. But I do try to do that, and that is such a good idea.
Yeah, like, I won't let myself try a free trial. We don't hit select until I put in my calendar the day before it would end. Cancel this. So that way I can also decide. So I haven't.
Yeah.
The only one I did is I did pay the course on the for the Zen Master for the 1 month. So I spent like $40 on that. I have $1 invested in my Shopify store. But I'm not going to do a pet store because it's, I couldn't convince myself to be only making $1 or $2 from these items,
mm-hmm.
each item. And yeah, the goal is to have people spend more and make more, but also for me, I was looking at like a pet store, and I don't want to buy a dog sweater for $30, but I will buy one for $15 or $20.
Yeah.
And so in my head, that's how I was trying to price everything and then price it so it could go on sale. So people are like, oh, cool, it's 50% off. Oh, cool, it's $15. But then like, I'm like, there's these China pictures. I don't know what they're actually going to get. I don't want them to get crap.
Yeah, there's too many factors that would be up in the air to ensure quality service.
Mm-hmm. Especially now when everybody can just go to Temu. Most of these products are on Temu and Alibaba. Like, no, I'm not doing that. I'm interested in the thought of drop shipping eventually, but I would do it more of a drop shipping a large order to Amazon and having them distribute it. But you have to pay the upfront cash price, which that's the other thing with drop shipping mm-hmm. is that when you're doing it through Spotify with the stores, you have to pay for the product at first.
Oh, yeah.
You get reimbursed for the product. So all those orders come out of your account until they're fulfilled, I think.
Yeah, that's 100% true. And then when your shop gets banned, you don't get any of that money. You lose out on the income that you're supposed to get and the money that you spent on those products waiting to get reimbursed, because that's what happened to me.
So they didn't like.
Nope. They did not.
Oh my god.
They did not refund me any of that. So when I was supposed to be making $596.
Instead, you lost.
I lost $596.
Well, you must have lost less than that.
No, I lost less than that. Yeah, I didn't have a profit. That's a lie. That's a lie, guys. I was just fuming and talking out of my ass. I lost out on, let me see, because the markup, my biggest sell like ticket item was the TikTok crisscross chairs. Mm-hmm. And I had them for 50% off at one point. And I think I wasn't making much off of those chairs, honestly.
You're making like 10 bucks.
Yeah. Like it was really like 10, if that. Sometimes.
Yeah.
So
yeah, because you have to compete, you have to have those prices low.
Yeah.
And so I mean, I think people can do it. I think if I was gonna involve myself with the TikTok shop at all, I would only do promoting products.
So I do like the TikTok shop, and I do like promoting products because it's easy for me to promote a product that I'm buying for myself. You know, mm-hmm. like I bought these headphones because I needed new headphones for our podcast. Mm-hmm. Cool. I can do a review. I got them on the TikTok shop. I can make a little cash, you know. Yeah. I am going to wait until I have 5,000 followers, though, because if you don't and you do the workaround method, like I had said in a previous podcast, hopefully, your shop will get banned and you'll lose out on that money.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the thing. Otherwise, oh, so this month coming up, we have decided on two apps. Did we already say this? I honestly can't remember.
We didn't.
Okay. So for this month coming up, we were going to work with Inbox
Word processing.
What the fuck was that?
Okay. I don't know. That was weird.
I've never said word processing ever before.
That's a fun tick, I guess.
Just going to work on word processing, guys.
We're going to work on Inbox Dollars, and then we were going to use Shopkick as the new app we're kind of incorporating. Trying to do just kind of different apps every time. I mean, these are very... Inbox Dollars, I think, is pretty similar to ones we've done, but Shopkick is like scanning products and rewards. It's kind of like I bought a situation, is my understanding. Mm-hmm. So we were going to try to incorporate that into our regular shopping trips and do Inbox Dollars.
I'm excited for that. I think I'm just excited to try something new after my gaming fiasco. So this will be a new, fresh experience.
Yeah. I think
I'm
still gonna keep Macadam and Swagbucks and kind of fart around on them a little bit.
Yeah.
But not as much. We'll focus on the new ones and see what I can do. And if what'll probably happen is we'll start off both hyperfixating on the first ones for a week. And then if they aren't working out very well, we'll start to go on the ones that work for us.
That's what happened.
Realistically, what'll happen. But I also feel like us having such different experiences is so interesting. And I think it's really good for anyone who might listen to know that, like, might work for you, might work for them. But at the end of the day, those people making hundreds or thousands of dollars from this app is because they're saying, hey, go to this app and use my referral link and download it. And then people are doing that. And that's where the big money comes in on these apps, is getting people to go and refer them. There's nobody just doing it generally and not referring people, mm-hmm. making buttloads mm-hmm. of money on these apps.
Yeah. And again, that's one of the reasons why we're not making boatloads of money on these side hustles, because we're not like, I'm not go like, here's my referral code or click the link in my bio, because I genuinely don't. I feel bad for mm-hmm. other people. Like, I'm like, mm-hmm. no, please don't. Like, I'm trying this. Like, I'm doing this for like posterity reasons. I'm doing this to show you.
Yeah. Like I have the apps listed in my Beanable on TikTok and stuff, so that you can go to them, but we haven't even done anything with the podcast in terms of monetizing that. I think one goal this month will be to try to maybe focus on
monetizing
and increasing the scale of the podcast.
Yeah, I had someone actually ask me if it mattered what platform they listened to our podcast on, because they wanted to make sure that we were getting monetized for our content.
Aww. We haven't turned on monetization yet. So thanks for the 10 people who listen.
I know. When she said that, I like honestly started crying. I'm tearing up right now. Like, I'm choking up. But like when she said that, I was like, oh, thank you. You're probably the only one that listens. And she's like, yeah. Oh, yeah, I listen while I'm doing my art projects and stuff. I was like, oh, Aww. Like, isn't that so cool?
That is so cool. That was, I mean, and it was really sweet when, like, my friend Eric reached out and was like, hey, you mentioned me. And I'm like,
yes
I did. Yeah. Thank you for listening. Yeah. So we'll shout out to people who tell us that they're listening.
Yeah. Shout out to Eric and Robin for listening. Like, yeah. That y'all are.
Thanks,
thank you
guys.
So much. Love y'all. Love you. Obviously. talking in sync.
Yeah, right. So, but I did see on Podbean there is a way for us to monetize, which is just basically adding commercials. And same with like YouTube and stuff. And so that's probably, I think that's a really good goal for the podcast overall. We have not continued to switch recording software because we liked Riverside and we have trouble struggling with change and stuff. So maybe it's something we'll try again later, but it's really hard to do the switching. And this is honestly great. It's free, easy to use. You can do your editing on there, but we still prefer CapCut for editing.
Yeah, you can do editing on Riverside, but it's not as, to me, it's not as user friendly as CapCut. And so I just wait and I export it and edit it in CapCut.
I think it's not as user friendly because we didn't start on it. So we're less familiar with it. And then also we do have CapCut Pro. It's like $10 a month. And you can upgrade Riverside as well for like a pro, and it has more storage and stuff. So I don't know if we'll even need that or what's going on with that.
I don't think we're going to need it. Honestly, Riverside is so good just with the recording and the audio for the free version that I mean, unless you're, I'm sure it's good for us right now because we're just a teeny tiny baby podcast. But if we were to be like a huge, ginormous one, I'm sure we would need the pro features, but we don't need them right now. So why buy it?
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like if we started making income, or like when we do start making income, and it's reasonable income, like we need to be making like $1,000 a month before we upgrade everything more, because it's a spend money to make money, but you gotta have money to spend money kind of situation.
Like I'm fine with all of our initial investments that we've made so far for the podcast. I'm completely fine with those, you know, like these headphones were only $9. The mic that I use sometimes was only $10.
Like, yeah, this mic's so much better. You sound great.
Thank you.
I love these headphones. These TikTok shop guys. TikTok made me buy it and they're so good.
TikTok made me. I finally bought the Holara dress, the one where you can pee out the back.
Okay.
With the shorts under the dress. Oh, but you can pull down the back to pee under. And it was $22. Oh. And those dresses are always like $40 or $50. So like, yeah. I don't know what TikTok shop does, but they have like coupons and discounts and all those things all the time. So they are great for shoppers for sure.
Yeah, they are.
I think this month trying to focus on our podcast, but also I want to focus on Etsy and not drop shipping, but print on demand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I'm going to just focus mostly, besides the two apps that we're going to be trying out, I am going to be focusing on my Etsy shop. And I really don't want to focus on content creation, but I kind of have to because of my Etsy shop. And so I'll be doing content creation and just seeing where that goes still. I mean, I am getting brand like collab deals, even though I don't. My TikTok is mostly Book Talk and Taylor Swift. So like, the fact that I'm even getting brand deals in the first place is amazing.
I don't even, my TikTok is cooking and like my vlog, I think, is kind of what it's turned into. So, and that's fine. I'll keep doing the cooking. I like the cooking. It's hard because I want to do so many things. Like I probably am just going to keep kind of posting whatever the
fuck you
fart
want.
I want. As I read books, I think I'm going to do book reviews. As I do
whatever's on my mind, whatever I feel that day. And I think that'll take off some of the pressure of it for me too. Cause right now I'm like, I need to post cooking. I'm so tired.
That's how I was when I was doing like mostly product reviews or trying to do mostly product reviews. I was just like, oh. And that's why I started posting the Taylor Swift and book talk content, because I'm like, this is what I like. This is what I enjoy. And if they don't like it, then who cares? Like,
yeah. For me, it's a little bit more about like when Sam's home, because like I don't want to do it when he's home, but I always am cooking usually for him. So that's kind of tough. And then like also it's such a weird thing, but I think this is a big thing with that pathological demand avoidance, that if you can find an excuse to not do it, you're gonna use it. And so one of my excuses is that our Roomba starts going at 5:30, so it's noisy and loud, and so like that's not good for videos. So that means that I can't do it, and it's fine.
Yeah, for me it's all for me it's all about the lighting. I'm like, oh, I waited until 3:30. The lighting's too bad. Sorry, guys. I'll do it first thing in the morning, and then first thing in the morning rolls out, and I'm like, oh, it's cloudy. Darn. More book talk and Taylor Swift stuff.
Yeah, like I just get kind of whatever with it. But doing the print on demand, and I might look into the KDP and making. I've been thinking a lot about how I've been feeling and the weather and searching things. And so I was thinking about, and I'm sure there's already one out there, but I was going to create a, like a journal for, I wanted to call it, I don't know what the, or why the, don't I feel good? Something like that. And have like, what was the weather that day? Are you near your cycle? What did you eat? Did you have dairy, gluten, wheat, things like that? Did we have a bowel movement? Like all the things that like you should be paying attention to, but you just don't think about, so that you can maybe find patterns to what you're not feeling good about. And a lot of that just stems from me feeling like
shit.
Like I feel like Word. Shit. And it's so hit or miss these last couple weeks. So hit or miss. Yesterday, fantastic. Today's pretty good too. Not as good, but today's pretty good. And you know what? They're both nice sunny days.
Yeah.
It's been rainy and cloudy and windy and stormy. And I have really struggled on those days. Like really struggled. Like headache. Like Monday, I didn't even do the dishes. And that's usually my like, I have to at least get the dishes out of the sink kind of standard for the day. And that Sam came home and he's like, oh, we had a rough day. Are you feeling okay? Because the kitchen was just a mess. And I was laying on the bed in the guest room. So,
which is a big difference, because like, you've been greeting him at the door.
I greet him at the door. Yeah. Like every day I greet him at the door, usually with dinner ready if he's not having leftovers. So it was a big thing when I have those days. And those are the days that I get extra depressed, because I'm like, how can I do a regular job through this?
Yeah. That's been my thing too. I mean, you've seen the state of my house. And that is a product of having to choose between do I clean my house today, or do I do everything else, like pick or choose kind of thing. And I obviously choose not to clean my house very often, and it shows, and I'm very ashamed about it, very, very ashamed about it. I mean, but what can I do when I don't have a choice? I have to choose between, am I going to do the dishes today, or am I going to homeschool my son? Or am I going to vacuum the living room, or am I going to be able to walk to the bathroom on my own? Like that kind of stuff. It sucks.
Yeah. It's not easy. And that's like this weekend I was like, Sam, I really need you to clean the litter boxes, because I didn't keep up with them. Because the last time I did them, I couldn't move after I did, because I was bent over for so long. So then I'm scared to do it. So totally get a lot of those feelings for sure.
Oh, yeah. Andrew did the, oh, I've never said his name on the podcast. Oops. My husband has been doing the dishes for the, like, the last week, I think. Mm-hmm. I mean, and for me, like, he came up, poor thing. He came up yesterday with me in shambles. And,
yeah.
Like, and he's in shambles because he's going through his own stuff. And, like, having to come home after working 10 hours at a construction job and then clean the house for your wife who's crying in the corner because she can't control her shit. Like, he deserves a medal.
I mean, he's stepped up recently and it's been good. It wouldn't hurt to make Noah step up and make, give him one chore. Like, he has to vacuum once a week.
He does. Oh, well, he doesn't do it once a week. He does it when I remind him. And that's what I need to do, is do better at going, okay, it's chore day or whatever.
Yeah.
If I tell him, like, hey, can you vacuum the hallway? Or, like, hey, it's time to clean your room or so. He does it. It's just that he.
You have to tell him.
He definitely takes advantage of the fact that I forget. Like, I mean, he does. Like, any all kids kid,
do. Like, I remember doing it.
Yeah, like, any kid, he definitely knows when mom forgets to remind him, because he's like, I'm gonna go to my room. She forgot to tell me to take the dogs out.
That's fair, though. I did that, too. But otherwise, I'm trying to remember what else we have those. With the KDP. I kind of want to try to make a coloring book also, because I've seen people making just general coloring books that do well. And yeah, I don't know how to do that. I just need to look. And I kind of want to just get some more of the general print on demand things going. I don't feel bad about print on demand.
Yeah, I don't feel bad about print on demand either. It's because different.
And it's usually still pretty cheap and you're getting a good quality product at the end of the day.
And you can choose, like, if you're doing print on demand and you do it, I want to say right, but if you do it right, you choose the products, you choose the t-shirts or the stickers or the, so you choose the initial price yourself. So if you want, like, a good quality shirt, or you want something that's going to be, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. And so that's, and I was looking at, like, all of my shirts from the hospital we used to work at. Mm-hmm. And they're all Bella and Canva. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, that's one of the super popular ones that Gildan. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm going to focus on. And I want to get that going in Etsy. And then I'll probably see if I can make it tie easily to Shopify, because that was where we were initially going. But we both had issues getting Printify to, like, link properly to Shopify.
Yeah. And at this point, I'm convinced that it's just because Shopify doesn't like competition. Like, I'm so sour with Shopify for some reason. And it's not even Shopify's fault. I just don't like it. I'm just like, fuck you, Shopify. I hate you.
That's okay. We can hate that. That's fine.
Yeah. That's just where I'm at right now.
That's okay. I also, this month, like, have to be bringing in the money, and I'm not as disabled, so since I can drive, I am gonna start trying to do DoorDash. So we'll see how all of these things together go, but I am feeling better, so I think it'll be okay.
That's good. I'm glad that you're feeling better.
I was gonna try to max it at, like, the max DoorDashing I do is 3 hours at a time.
Mm-hmm. Do you calculate how much you, like, on how much, like, gas you're spending and stuff? Like, does it even out, or?
It definitely does, in terms of, so I went today for the first time. I made $35 in 2.5 hours. It's not awful. I didn't, like, I can't calculate my gas, but your miles, if you keep track of them, those are a tax write-off at the end of the year.
Okay.
So, you know, and it's like, I probably right now it's like $40 to fill up my tank. And I maybe,
I didn't even use a quarter. I don't know if I even used a quarter of a tank. So probably like $10. So maybe I only made like $25. I don't know.
Okay.
My thought process was also either doing like a max of 3 hour shifts or going to like $120 mm-hmm. a day to cover the gas. So I can kind of have a little more of an income ride there.
Yeah. That seemed, I mean, honestly, if I could drive, I would do DoorDash or Favor or whatever. I mean, I did it a couple of years ago. I made some money. I stopped doing it because my husband kind of got discouraged because at the time he was in a truck, and so he was delivering in a truck, and so he was like, yeah, and so he was like, no, this isn't worth it. I'm like, yeah, it's not worth it for you. Quit.
Yeah.
Like, quit doing that.
Right. Well, and I think I could have probably made more, but like, it was my first time.
Mm-hmm.
And so like, figuring out, there was some kind of weird things on it. So like, the first place I did was at this huge mega church thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the directions were on the north side, because I know direction.
I know shit.
Under the blue awning, ring the doorbell to come in. Okay, so on the side, they have playgrounds with blue awnings over the playgrounds and doors on each side of it.
Mm-hmm.
On two sides of the building. And then back in a corner underneath some trees is this little tiny blue awning way back in the far corner. And you can't drive all the way around the building. So I had driven in and up and I didn't see any blue awning, but I saw the stuff on the side. So I went up to the side and I didn't see it. So I'm like, maybe it's on the other side. So I drove out and around to the other side. And then I couldn't get around back to where I had been. I had to go back out to the highway, go down the one way, turn around, come back up to go back in.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second one I had was so friggin' weird, because sometimes they have you pick up two orders at the same place, right? And usually they're being delivered to different places. So I dropped off the first order, got in my car, hit take me to the next place. It took me in a circle because the order was at the same place.
Oh.
But you can't see that until you've completed the next order and all that stuff. And I didn't have the addresses memorized. Mm-hmm. So that was also weird and took me a minute. And then like the first restaurant I stopped at, I think I sat for like 10 minutes waiting on the order. So there was a lot of little things that could have went better. So I feel like I could have made a little bit more money on it. But part of it was just me not knowing north, south, east, or west. Like, please don't talk to your DoorDash drivers in those directions. Like, I don't know it. The next guy, another guy I delivered to, he's like, yeah, I'm on the west side of the building if you can pull up. I'm like, is that right or left?
Yeah, like, what can you see outside your window? Can you see the street? Right. Can you see a tree? Can you see a stop sign? Give me some form of something that I can, because for me, if I can't picture it in my brain, doesn't exist.
North, south, east, or west, and it was noon. So, like, normally I can be like, all right, sun, and then, like, figure it out. It was noon, so I was like, oh, my God, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm, like, driving in circles, and I can't even drive in circles. I just wanted to circle the building, this huge mega church building that's taking up two blocks in every direction, but I can't go in a circle around it. Like, it was fine.
Oh, my God. That would have been so funny. Can you imagine, though, being the other person with that order in the same building, being like, oh, yeah, our lunch is here. Oh, it's not mine. And then, like, 5 seconds later, seeing you going, okay, here's the other order.
Well, oops. Sorry, the dog knocked off my camera. So the lady, when I went back and came around, she was standing outside, like, looking, because it would say your driver's pulling up and has arrived. So I think it told her I had arrived. So she was like, where is this bitch? And I was busy having to go in a circle because it was one-way streets.
Mm-mm.
And you know where I was dropping it off? The law enforcement office.
Oh, even better. Yeah.
So I'm like, okay. There's like 10 cop cars all the way around. I'm staring at my phone, trying to figure out where I'm going. Like, okay. Like, yeah. So it was fine.
Like, don't pull me over.
Right. Oh, yeah. And my water spilled. So I brought my own cup of water. And for whatever reason, I thought this will stand
up and it knocked over and spilled like all over my seat, and I didn't notice it right away. But then the water, I don't know if it ruined my sensor or if it was just heavy. Mm-hmm. Because the wet seat kept setting off my passenger alarm, so I had to buckle. I'm telling you, I just had like, I had kind of a rough go.
Girl, that would have been I would have been like, this is my 13th reason, I'm done.
Well, and I probably would have, but I was like, well, it's the first day, I'm just gonna do this until we can do the podcast. And then I was going to see if I can convince my husband. Maybe like tonight we sit in the car together. One person drives, the other person delivers orders, because that would be something, you know, that we could also spend a little time doing. And it's going to make more money at night too.
Yeah. It's a lot busier at night.
Yeah. Well, it's super busy at lunch, It's a lot of small orders. So like, a McDonald's, a Chipotle. One, I went to the KFC, then across the street to McDonald's, and then went and delivered them.
Yes.
Like, are you actually excited about that?
Yes. No. I'm excited, but not about that. I just realized it's National Burrito Day. I forgot.
Okay. That might be why I had 2 Chipotle orders, and I delivered the orders, and they were like, oh, is that for us? And I'm like, is this your name? No, because other people were waiting on Chipotle at this place. Yeah.
It's National Burrito Day.
So makes sense. That makes sense. That's probably some sale in the DoorDash app or something.
There is. I think Chipotle is doing like free burritos or something stupid.
Yeah, they usually do like a BOGO or something, I would think, on Burrito Day.
But damn, I want Chipotle now.
I couldn't eat. I came home and I'm like, man, I haven't eaten. So I was like, I'm going to eat these old chicken strips. I like a bite. And I'm like, dude, I don't want to. Which is great, because I had put on some weight the last week or two, when the fluoxetine wasn't doing good and driving me down. I realized how much the Cymbalta is helping my pain actually today.
I think that's really good that it's helping your pain.
I went to the chiropractor today and I realized I haven't gone in a week or two.
Mm-hmm.
Because I haven't been in pain. Mm-hmm. And I actually wasn't really in pain today. I was just like, I was having some back pain things. So I'm like, I'm going to go. Man, I popped like Rice Krispies having milk poured over them. Like everything. He pulled my legs, they popped. He did like my pelvis. He got my pelvis all popped. Every leg was popped. He popped my back like 10, 20 times. My neck, he was like, do you have headaches? I'm like, no. He's like, your neck's really bad. Like, oh, okay, cool. So gonna try to go again later this week, but that means it's helping my pain a lot, I feel like. So I was super excited about that.
That is really good. I've never been able to go to a chiropractor because of my pain, and now I know it's because of my EDS. Mm-hmm. But after I got diagnosed with EDS, I was told not to go to a chiropractor because they can do more harm than good. But but for me, like, I tend to have more subluxations and like dislocations.
I was gonna say, but you're more of the hypermobile EDS than I am.
Yeah.
Like, and do your finger thing on screen. Because you have any of them where they show it where you can. Because you were doing it to me where it was, that's the one. Yeah. And we don't. And so it turns out there's no such thing as double jointed. That's hypermobile Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, in case anybody is ever wondering.
Yeah. If you're questioning it, also go get tested.
Yeah. Also go get tested. I get tested on the 15th.
Exciting. I messaged her yesterday and I haven't heard back about my physical therapy, but she's probably busy. Maybe. Clinic. So
I have like 500 emails to look at from that first phone one. And she was like, she said that most people who go to her, they generally are reasonable. Like, she's like, I don't really get anybody who's calls me is like, I'm concerned, who she doesn't want to then test. So, and that's for me, she's actually a little concerned. We'll end up doing the genetic testing and everything, and she's thinking it might be more the vascular one, because I learned that there is a multiple types of POTS. Did you know there are multiple types of POTS?
I did. I think I sent you something saying that you have like hyper POTS, or like you are symptomatic with like hyper POTS or something.
So there's a POTS that makes your blood pressure go up and you have hypertension with it.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh, okay. Well, that's possibly what that is. So she was concerned that I might have like a vascular EDS or something. Since I'm not like
dangerous kind.
I know, right? Especially with my Raynaud's and my toe like turning purple. Yeah. So I'm glad I'm getting the testing. We can kind of figure that out. We did the GeneSight testing. All the medications I'd been on before had at least moderate contraindication to my genes. So that's cool. But I do not have the MTHFR gene mutation.
Oh, that's crazy, because most people do.
Yeah. It's like 40% of the population, 30 or 40%, a lot of people. And it was very surprising for me because I have a lot of issues with my B vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
So, but also good to know.
Yeah, that is good to know. I have the gene mutation, but I mean, I have a lot of shit. So I take it with a grain of salt. I'm like, what don't I have these days? Like,
yeah, I know. And honestly, it's just another thing you can write on your disability application. Like, I have this and this and this. But one thing, you know, while you don't have meds would be starting that the 5-THFR vitamin if you have it.
The methylfolate?
Yeah.
I was going to, but it's $20 and I can't afford it right now.
Okay. Yeah, because that should help a lot of times that helps people with their anxiety and depression too, if you have that.
Mm-hmm. I've been trying, because I've been so like financially constrained or whatever, I've been trying a lot of other like stuff that I have already at home that I've tried in the past that I'm just like desperate. I mean, I'm desperate at this point because I don't have my medications. I don't have my doctors or any specialists or anything like that. Like, I'm floating in dead water and declining at the same time. So I'm like, oh, I can't sleep. Spray that magnesium oil on my feet, baby. Like, come on. Just dunk them in there. Let's see if I can go to bed. So
that's fair.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
That's where
I'm at. But, oh, hey, your insurance kicked in this month.
It might as well not have. Like, that's what So I was talking to my mother about this, and I think that was part of my frustration, is my insurance kicked in on April 1st. It is April 4th. I have, from the 1st to the 4th, I have found out that nobody in Amarillo takes my insurance, so I cannot get a PCP. And because I cannot get a PCP, I cannot see my specialist because I have to have a referral because of my insurance.
Go on to your insurance website and see if they offer telehealth PCPs. Mine does.
I will look. I think I was looking at telehealth, but it's not PCP. It's like, it's more like urgent care stuff. Does that make sense?
Mine has like everything. And it took me a little while. Like, there's so many different routes I could take. And so I take a different time every time I go on my insurance company's website. But that's how I found my counselor. That's how I got my psychiatrist. That's how I know there's a PCP one. I didn't do it, but I was actually considering signing up for a PCP through it too. And I feel, I can't remember if it was like under the find a PCP part, but that would also probably be fine for you.
Yeah, I think, I mean, I'll have to look at it again. I was looking at it earlier this week. And like you said, it could just be me, like a user error. I just couldn't find the virtual.
Because I didn't see it the first time or two. I saw it like later. Then I was like, oh, look, I can get a PCP on telehealth. Like, cool.
Yeah. I mean, because if I can do that, I'd rather do that because I can't drive and I can't.
Yeah.
My mom was like, I mean, you're going to have to come to Lubbock or something. And I was like, I mean, with how? I can't drive.
Yeah.
Like, how are we supposed to get me to Lubbock?
Well, Charlie told me that he really wants to pull a buggy.
Charlie can kiss my butt because Charlie decided to eat a melatonin gummy yesterday in the middle of my breakdown. And so I had to babysit a dog. And then Goose is over here just like, and throwing up everywhere. And I was like,
awesome. 13 threes in. Okay, cool. Yeah. Live, laugh, toaster bath.
Yeah, exactly.
And like Charlie's over here, like, you know, he's conked out because he's gotten 20 times the melatonin he was supposed to get. If they even make melatonin, I called the vet. I don't know if
they make melatonin for dogs, do they?
I don't know if they like naturally produce melatonin in their bodies. I had to call the vet and be like, my dog ate this gummy, like. That's exactly what happened, because she was like, oh, a gummy, and I was like, a melatonin gummy, I don't do drugs. Like, I had to like really tell her like that that's not what I meant, and it was a melatonin gummy. And she just watch him and bring him in if he, you know, starts exhibiting A, B, and C. And I'm like,
he dies.
That turkey slept harder than I ever did.
Good for him, man. Good for him. That's one thing I should probably order myself, is some melatonin. I did go to bed at, like, I was in bed before my husband last night, which is the first time in over like a month that I've even wanted to go to bed. But then I didn't fall asleep. And then the foster cat started meowing outside the door very loudly every about 10 to 15 minutes, right when I would start to fall asleep again. So I got up, because we have a cat door on our bedroom because we run the humidifier, and because I have trouble like at night, I get so dry, mm-hmm. and it hurts, and I don't have blood, so I have to run the humidifier. So we have like a cat door because they have to come in and out, but she doesn't know how to use it yet. So she's looking in there, meowing at us. So I finally got out, opened the door. She had brought, like, we have little tennis balls for Poppy that are just little. Mm-hmm. She had brought one. It was sitting in front of the door next to her while she was meowing at us through the cat door. You're so weird. Okay, cool. So I lay down, or I go in the recliner, and I'm falling asleep. And then my cat comes out, and she decides that that cat is not allowed to come out of the room and through the cat door, and like corners her. And I have to break up a cat fight in the middle. Like, it's like 1 a.m. or something when this is happening. It was just a weird night. And then when Sam got up, I noticed I have these bites. They're right here on my neck. There's two of them next to each other. They're just itching and itching and itching. So then I couldn't sleep because I was so itchy. And then the bites on my legs started to itch. And I don't know why I have bites. He's like mosquitoes from going on walks. And I'm like, I haven't been walking.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't felt able to walk because then I don't feel good. So I've just kind of avoided it. Mm-hmm. So
I get random stuff like that, but it's my MCAS. Mm.
Like, well, and that makes me wonder about that too, since that is a thing with it, and that's something she said she would test. But as it was happening, because I also have an ant bite on my foot, mm-hmm. and it's like a good.
Yep, that's exactly how mine.
And Sam's like, mine never get that bad. And I'm like, mine always get really bad. I'm highly allergic to the things that bite me.
Me too. I actually, like, once I got bit by a mosquito on my arm, and it grew like to the size of a softball. That's how bad my reactions get. I mean, and now I know it's, you know, MCAS, but way back when it was like, what is this and stuff. So just saying. Just saying.
Well, on the 15th, I see her, and then we'll do the genetic testing and all that stuff. So we'll
I think see. I see her the same day, or like the day before. Yeah, like I'm pretty sure. It's a Monday, sure.
So must be probably the same day.
It's something pretty close. The 15th?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't have it in my... Maybe. I don't know. Anyway.
Anyway. Well, I think that's probably about it for this week. Are you reading any good new books, or any books you want to talk about right now?
Hell yeah, I am reading.
Oh, really? I'm like, I am literally still on the same books.
I devoured a book the other day. It's a dark romance, so definitely do not read it unless you like dark romances, and definitely check your trigger warnings. That it's called Cela Gothic, and it was so good. I read it in the on the trip from Amarillo to Lubbock, mm-hmm. It's like 500 pages or something. Like, it's something like, and I was just like just devouring it. And then I'm also reading Guarding Gus.
Okay.
This is a cozy adventure. I am loving it right now. What else am I reading? I'm reading a couple arcs that I still can't talk about yet. I did read King's Preparatory and The Stolen Power. That was book 2 in the King's Preparatory series that I think I made a TikTok and you were like, okay, fine, I'll read it. But it was so good.
It was so good. What else am I reading?
There's something about a wear turkey.
Oh my god, I was hoping you weren't gonna bring that up.
Why?
Because, oh my god. Just laugh this out real quick. So, this was strictly for research purposes. This was not for my personal enjoyment. I just want to preface that. I do not read those kind of type of books all the time. I saw a TikTok from some book girl that's a book talker, and she's like, these are five books that you need to read at least once in your lifetime. And the first one was called Stuffed by a Were Turkey. And so I was like, I mean, fuck it. I'll try it. Like, I can obviously tell where this is going, but like.
Right.
But it's good content. Like, I'll make a TikTok about it, right? Oh my God. I was so like, I can't even finish talking about it without like giggling, because I'm like, like, but it was just so like, you need to read it at least once. Like, the girl on TikTok was right. You need to read it at least once. It's about a vegan activist who goes to a turkey farm to protest. And as she's getting kicked out by the farmer, this turkey like runs up to her and like jumps in her car. And so she like speeds off thinking she's saving a turkey. And this is on around Thanksgiving holiday, mind you. And she puts the turkey in her. Yeah. So she puts the turkey in her bathroom thinking she's going to go fix a vegan Thanksgiving dinner. And she hears like a bunch of noise and she goes to check. And the turkey has turned into a like shifter human turkey hybrid. So it's like man body with hair that are like little feathers with the head of a turkey. And that is my reaction exactly. I was like, it's a short read, but you're literally just reading it like, what? And the main character in the book, she keeps saying over and over again, this was so crazy. This was so crazy. I'm like, yeah, bitch, this is crazy.
Yeah.
And then like it turns out, I'm gonna spoil it because I know nobody else is gonna read this book. So after the shifter turkey and the female main characters start going at it like turkeys, her fellow vegan activist friends are coming over for her Thanksgiving and banging on the door. She never answers it. So she gets like the next day, her friend comes to tell her that like they're all breaking up with her, like friendship wise. They're like, you're not a true activist because we heard you screaming how much you love meat.
The way I cackled.
That's why I was like, you need to read it, because like you just sit there and you're like, what the fuck? And then the ending, you're like, oh my God. And you just start laughing so hard because of that right there. Cause it's just like, I can't believe I just read that, but it was, you need to read it.
That's fair. I think this week for self-care corner, there's just so much I need to do.
I know, girl.
I'm going to continue to kind of play it loose with social media. I noticed that really is what kind of brings me down. So I'm going to focus on not posting more than once or twice a day. And it's okay if I only do it twice or a few times a week, because that's really been kind of a toll on me.
Mm-hmm. Totally. I think I'm going to focus on. I think I'm going to be doing a reset in the next couple of weeks where I just reorganize all of my stuff and reorganize all of my thoughts and kind of get back to square one and go through all of the notes that I've had, like that we've been talking about and stuff, and see like where I got off track and how to get back on track, if that makes sense. At least for me, that's what I'm going to be doing, because I got so overwhelmed with everything. And then on top of that, my disabilities are disabilitating. Mm-hmm. And so I have to like, I have to get something in check. Otherwise, I'm going to end up having more PTSD symptoms and more stuff.
Yeah, I think that it'll be good for you to kind of go back back to what I had kind of said, where you have like no more than two big projects that you're doing. Mm-hmm. Like maybe you're just doing UGC in your crystal shop and that's it. Like, and we have our two apps that are just kind of in downtime. Like for me, the apps are not a full-time job. They are that side hustle to see how people with full-time jobs doing the full-time everything else can do them. So I think for you focusing down on which two apps you want, and also with even with your UGC, picking one route that you're using to find people, because otherwise you have too many things going right now.
Yeah, I mean, agree. Yeah, I definitely 100% agree. I think that's what the purpose of the reset for me is, like you said, get back to square one, focus on the mission kind of thing, and not, you know, and hyper fixate and like, oh, this is cool, this is cool, this is cool, and you know,
yeah,
everything else happened.
Yeah, I can see you being overwhelmed by it, because I get overwhelmed by you talking about all the different things, because you do bounce and you go from different things, but I think that also has a lot to do with just everything going on in your life.
Yes, that's exactly what that is. That's exactly what that is. And that's exactly why I was overwhelmed yesterday when I was like, the things that needed to be done weren't done, but all these extra things have been done. And like, cool.
Cool. Yeah. Great. Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Otherwise, I think that will be it for this week. We will talk to y'all next week then.
Yay.
Yay.
Bye, guys.
Bye.